Hey everybody, this is Josh, one of the players here for Are We Dead Yet? I just wanted to say thank you to everybody here at the top. Thank you for continuing to follow this show. Thank you for being patient with us as we come back from hiatus and start a new season of the show. It really means a lot to us that all of you have stuck by us and supported us through this transition. We hope to bring you an awesome show, and I think you're really going to like the way this campaign goes. It's a lot more lighthearted and a lot more fun than the previous season. Those episodes should be down by now, and we're going to just try and keep bringing you great content from here on out. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the new episodes of Are We Dead Yet? In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they will find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again. Are we dead yet?
In the newest adventure of Are We Dead Yet, we are going to be starting off in the Saltmarsh campaign with a mostly new crew here. We're going to introduce them in a second. One of the basic things we need to cover really quick are a small set of house rules that we're going to be implementing. Yeah, so the only house rule is going to be based on critical failures. We won't elaborate on it right now. You will see it unfold as we play. But critical failures at any point in the campaign will play into it more than your usual setting. Going into player and character introductions, let's start with Josh.
Sure. I will be playing the Air Ganassi cleric named Lyra Mist. She is a Tempest cleric for the Temple of Procan. Personality traits, Lyra misquotes sacred texts and proverbs in almost every situation. She's spent so long in the temple that she has little practical experience. Ideals, change. She believes that we must help bring about the changes that the gods are constantly working in the world. Her bonds, she will do anything to protect the temple that she served at. And her flaw is that she puts too much trust in those who wield power within her temple's hierarchy. Lyra has blue skin, green hair, and bright yellow eyes. When she's tending to the temple, she wears just a simple green dress and a white apron emblazoned with the symbol of her god. And her hair is kept down and reaches about mid-thigh. She wears gold trident earrings, and when she's gearing up for battle, she wears heavy armor and puts her hair up in like a warrior bun. And yeah, and she wields a big fucking hammer that she uses to smash people. And yeah, that's her.
Cool. And do you want to roll up the stats for her?
Yeah, let's do that.
How are we doing this, Josh? Explain how you're rolling your stats.
Oh, yeah. So the way we're rolling stats, we're going to roll 4d6 seven times. When we roll the d6, we're going to drop the lowest number from those four and keep the highest three. And after we roll it seven times, we're also going to drop the lowest value. All right. So my stats will be 13, 17, 3 14s, and a 15. So
that's some bullshit.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, the healer's got to be pretty buff.
Tanky AF, man.
You just plug these in real quick. So after racial bonuses and everything, my stats are going to be 13 strength, 16 dex, 16 con, 14 intelligence, 17 wisdom, and 14 charisma.
Did you sack your strength?
I put the 12 there, yeah. Or the 13.
Wait, you need strength.
You need strength for your hammer, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Actually, switching the 13 and the 14, all that real, or the 15, all that does is, it's basically +2, +2, so, yeah.
Yeah, but that, yeah, it beats a plus one on your
right,
strength.
Right, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, so. So I'm switching, strength is now 15, dex is 14.
There you go. Zoe.
So my character's name is Damien. They are a bard half-elf. Their background is entertainer poet, and their alignment is chaotic good. They probably have like shoulder length dark black hair, gray eyes, pretty tall, I guess, on the taller side of humans and elves, or shorter side of elves because elves are really tall. They are probably wearing some leather armor. I apparently have a lock of hair in my inventory by an admirer. Don't know how that got there. Forgot, but they just have the need to keep it, I guess. They're probably wearing like a cloak and they have a lute, so they probably carry that around as well with a pouch, excuse me. And the personality traits is they're hopeless romantic. They like to flirt a lot, so anything that they see, pretty much they do flirt and try to call. They do have a preference for males or more masculine people. And I think he'll make an exception for ladies if they're a strong female character. I guess he is a virgin too, so surprise, but no one knows that. He likes to act like he isn't. His idea.
So it's all a front.
Yeah, I mean, his goal in life is pretty much to find his loved one, but he has no experience in love. So, but he's trying to look for a soulmate. His ideals are people. He likes to see the smiles on people's faces when he performs, and that's all that matters. His bond is, my instrument is my most treasured possession, and it reminds me of someone I love. I kind of made that ironic because he doesn't know who yet, but he has an idea, but he doesn't know who. And his flaws is that he's a sucker for a pretty face. So like I said, he'll flirt with anyone and anything, no matter what, because he kind of sees the beauty in everyone still. But that kind of gets him in trouble because he'll even flirt with bad guys if possible. It's time to roll my stats.
Roll them bones.
Yeah. I know. We're borrowing someone's dice because John forgot our dice. So we're like rolling someone else's. And I'm really bad at math. So yay. So strength is 11. Dexterity is 15. Constitution's 14. Wisdom's 13. What's the intelligence? There we go. Intelligence is 13, charisma 17.
And now it's on to me.
And now we're on to John.
Now we're on to me. So my character's name is Guda. He is a human monk. He's a far traveler from Sosol. Stands about 5'6". He's very lean, sort of like the Bruce Lee build. Very pale skin. He's got close-cropped white hair and gray eyes. He begins his day with a ritual that others may find strange. His ideal is he has much to learn from the people that he meets along his travel. His freedom is his most precious possession, and his flaw is sometimes he may pretend not to understand the local language to avoid interactions. And now let's roll some stats. And Guda's stats end up being 12 for strength, 18 for dexterity, 13 for constitution, 10 for intelligence, 14 for wisdom, and 12 for charisma.
What was your wisdom?
14. Because that was the next highest
16.
Number.
Okay.
I had. So I know exactly what level 4 is going to do to me.
Yay.
That's kind of the nice thing about this. Like, there's not much I really want to improve.
I was going to say, yeah, you're set up to take feats for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Feats for days.
Feats for days.
Sherman.
Alrighty, so of course we're starting a podcast. My name is Sherman.
I was going to say, and for the purposes of the podcast, you are only Sherman.
Damn it.
What's wrong with Sherman?
It's just one of those, I still find it funny that...
Why?
No matter where I go, my name is Sherman.
Sherman.
You can be Zach, it's fine.
Zachariah is actually his real name.
That's my real name.
That's a deep pull.
But
deep lore.
Sherman's fine. It was just
Big Z.
It's just funny.
We can call you Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Ziggy. So I am the Herald of Valkyr. I am a envoy warforged sailor. I am a warlock dedicated to the sailor patron Valkyr. My personality is my friends know that they can rely on me no matter what. My ideals are that of respect. The thing that keeps a ship together is mutual respect between captain and crew. My bonds are Ruthless Sahagin Band, murdered my captain and crew, sank my ship, and left me dead. Vengeance shall be mine. And my flaw is once someone questions my courage, I never back down no matter how dangerous the situation is. So as a warforged, just a little bit of backstory since I have to describe it from my my appearance. My character was dead, and then he was resurrected at the bottom of the seafloor. So most of his living components, as that usually make up Warforged, are that of sea-like in nature. So his musculature is seaweed and stuff like that. So he currently has seaweed growing out of the top of his head. So he has hair. He is technically 57 years old. He stands at 6'3 and is 318 pounds. And his eyes glow in ocean blue. And let's do the stat thing. So my stats come out to 13 strength, 14 dex, 18 constitution, 12 intelligence, 12 wisdom, and 18 charisma.
Look at you.
I am tough and I am devoted.
My name is the Herald of Galkur, and I am here to kick some ass.
I'm here to chew ass and kick bubblegum. I'm all out of ass.
I feel like you have an ass as a robot. Let's hope so.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Chris, you ready?
So, I'm Zinfir, the Firbolg Druid. He is 8 foot tall, 300 pounds, with fiery red hair and
beard.
That's
a big boy.
He's a big boy. he wears a cloak made of bear pelt and armor made of other animal hides, moss green eyes, and his personality traits are the leader of my community has something wise to say on every topic, and I am eager to share that wisdom. Self-knowledge, or his ideal is self-knowledge. If you know yourself, there's nothing left to know. His bond is nothing is more important than other members of my hermitage, order, or association. And that combined to give him a flaw of he thinks very lowly of anyone that's not a firbolg and doesn't care if they know it.
That's awkward.
Very rude. Very rude.
And you're going to join a group of non-firbolgs, so yep. maybe it's like a moral change. Like, maybe he'll change.
Well, right. He has to have a reason to adventure. Well. Character development. Totally. Yeah. At the end, he'll see that, you know, friendship was the answer the whole time.
Yeah. All right. So Zinfir's stats are 14 strength, 16 dex, 14 con, 12 intelligence, 19 wisdom, 11 charisma.
Did you add your racial traits?
Yep.
Perfect.
Actually, I'm going to switch these. So it's 14 dex, 16 con, because that would be foolish.
The nice thing is between a druid, a bard, and a cleric, we will not have a problem with healing this adventure.
I don't have any healing.
Yeah, she didn't take any healing this time.
Still. Like, I'm just saying, the possibilities are there. Like,
you know, Josh, if we manage to get through the last bit healing without a cleric, I think just the cleric alone isn't going to be a huge dynamic change, let alone a cleric and a druid.
Wait, are we mostly casters?
What we got?
Cleric? I'm mostly melee caster.
I'm the only dedicated
melee.
Yeah,
you're the only true melee. We open on a gorgeous sunny day, smack in the middle of a wide green open field, no trees for miles. It's been days since Lyra has started her trek across the country to the coast of the salt marsh there. You're left with plenty of time looking back on the beginning of your adventure here, your promotion from acolyte to cleric, flashes of Prokhan himself selecting you for this mission and setting about your journey with your little Modron, right?
Yeah.
Modron companion at your side, just waddling about. You come to the crest of a hill here, and you're suddenly overcome with a very strong presence. The clouds around you begin to darken, and you feel a light, like a distant thunder, and a voice seems to surround you. My servant, you must make haste. I need you in this city. Quickly.
I'm doing the best I can. You know, traveling as fast as my little feet will carry me.
That you are. Nevertheless, the situation requires remedy. You hear another clap of thunder. It almost sounds like a great finger snap. And the area around you suddenly dissipates, and you find yourself in a temple. You're standing at the head of it. There's chanting and singing as several bodies lay before you, all praying and bowing in different forms. And you find yourself in the middle of a mass for your god, Prokhan, in the temple of what you would assume to be Saltmarsh. And suddenly several heads start to look up and take notice of you. And the singing suddenly stops. And the elder of the church turns to you. I'm sorry. Can I help you?
I hold up my holy symbol. And I say, hi, my name is Lyra. This is TikTok. And Prokhan has sent us to aid you.
I'm sorry. The great god has done what now?
He said I needed to be here with all haste, and he decided that I needed to be here now. So here I am.
There, as you declare this, a servant of Prokhan, a lot of murmuring starts to kind of rush through the crowd here. A lot of people are staring at you. You see a lot of fear in people's eyes. Like, they're very scared of you just being here. And this elder kind of gets red in the face. He goes, he sent you. Dear lady, do you know who I am? I'm a master of this temple. The voice of our god, Prokhan. And you come in here declaring yourself of his will?
I mean, look, I heard a voice from the sky. I've been following this guy for a while. He said, get there, and then snapped some thunder. And here I am. I'm here to help. I've got my holy symbol here. Check it out. It's legit.
When you go to do this, you are suddenly followed by another loud clap of thunder. And some dark clouds start to roll in. And several members of the church, now becoming like very, very uneasy, start to all leave and rush out of the tower here. And we cut from you to a slight young human, old human. How old are you?
My character's in his 30s.
Middle-aged human. Wandering down the road here. I'm going to assume, like, aimlessly?
He's kind of just walking. He's wearing his backpack. He's got a quarterstaff on his back. He's looking around, maybe whistling to himself, taking up the scenery.
You find yourself wandering down the street here. You know that you are probably a few hours from the nearest town, according to the last set of travelers that you ran into. And when you come around a bend here to a small clearing of trees to your right, you see a large, furry-looking fellow come lumbering out of the trees here and into the road. And it is about that time that Zinfer himself also becomes aware of your presence. What do you do?
Yes, you're quite a bit taller than me, so Gudo looks up and I'm walking through. Will you let me pass?
Ooh, who said that?
Oh,
I didn't see you down there. Ah, I guess you can go on your way if you wish.
But thank you.
I don't know why you'd go that way. It's nothing but rot and death over there.
Rot and death?
Oh, the forest. It's going down. It's a bad place.
Forest?
The one we're standing in.
You mean all the trees?
Aye.
Looks fine to me.
Oh, you surely aren't feeling the forest, mate. I could feel it in my bones. It's dying. Something fierce.
And he walks over to a tree and kind of... No, feels fine. Feels just like the trees I saw back there.
Ah, you savages. You never understand.
No, I don't.
Ah, that's why I prefer to be done with you. And I turn and start to wander off.
Okay, and I just continue on my merry way.
Zinfer, where are you going?
I'm going to...
Are you heading to Saltmarsh?
To Saltmarsh.
Awesome.
Just straight
so as
there
you guys
because...
both decide to head on your separate ways, you both turn face and start walking in the same direction.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I'm not exactly sure, if I'm being honest.
Looks like you're following me.
I think you're following me as I turn around to look at you.
As my 8-foot tall stride brings me quickly past you, I'm like, it looks like you're following me, mate.
I increase my speed. No. I do think that it is you that is following me.
And so we're like racing down the street, speed walking, trying to get in front of each other. Well, if this is the way it'll be, so be it. Let's walk at a leisurely pace at least.
Fine with me, but you just need to admit that you were, in fact, following me.
Fine. What does the opinion of one of the lesser races matter to me?
Are you talking about my skin color?
Aye, every bit of you. Your skin, your bones, your stature, your lack of connection to the forest.
What's wrong with it?
You're living out of sync with nature, with the world around you. It's anathema to me.
So just for clarification here, my character does not look familiar to you. He's a human, but he's very pale. His hair, all of his hair is white, so he doesn't look like he's from around here.
My character doesn't know anything about where people are from or humans. One human is the same as another. He's been so secluded, he's only ever interacted with the forest elves and gnomes and whatnot.
So as you're explaining to my character all the deficiencies that humans have compared to Forbolgs, you're just met with
I'm glad to see you understand.
Uh-huh.
Now then, how about yourself?
Huh?
What brings you here?
I'm traveling.
I'm doing the same. Now let's be off then. I haven't much time. Oi, the forest is dying. It'll be 50 years, and it'll be nothing left. We need to go now.
Sounds like you have some time.
It is about when you decide to, you know, actually set a pace and with a purpose towards the city of Saltmarsh. When you realize that with all the bickering and whatnot and competing you were doing, you've practically arrived already. You turn and see the city gates. They're within sight. And you guys march up, and as you do, you see a giant wall that looks like it spans the length of the city. And the gate itself, wide open, manned by what looks like several older guards. And as you come through, there's a couple down by the entryway. They stop you, they frisk you, they ask your business, and they set you about your way. And as you enter the city, the smell of salt, you know, kind of envelops you. The weather itself seems to kind of gray over, and there's a chill in the air from being so close to the water. You make it probably a couple hundred feet when your attention is brought to a building to the left where a young half-elf is very unceremoniously being removed. And we cut to Damien, who has spent the last few nights in a jailhouse for what we are dubbing disorderly conduct.
We all knew it was going here, right, folks?
Yay!
But right. The local guard has found that they can't, they don't have a good reason for holding her. Him. My bad. I'll get there. Holding him any longer. But they're pretty tired of you. And so they throw you out of the jailhouse and close the door behind you. And as you kind of catch your feet and dust yourself off a bit, you see this human and great big... Do you know what a firbolg is? Would you know what a firbolg is?
I just saw one. It's Sherman. It's pretty much Sherman.
He essentially looks just like a big human.
A big so blue human.
Big furry yeah, he's human.
Not. My nose is not that big.
And 8 foot tall and super swole. Well, not super swole.
Oh, my fine, gentle creatures. You guys are looking pretty nice. How are you doing today?
And my character kind of like looks at you and begins, do you speak giant?
No.
Begins muttering things in a language that you don't understand.
Okay,
why
okay.
Did you go to giant?
It's the only language I could think of that wasn't on the exotic list.
Sure.
That most people wouldn't know, so I could use that for my flaw.
I mean, that's the one I always take.
I do know giant.
utter gibberish. I'm not saying anything. It's gibberish.
Scratch.
Yeah, Zutfer is just going to assume that's like a verbal tick or something.
Well, I do like my people exotic.
Is this common around places like this?
What's common?
The roughhouse and the pollution.
Oh,
the violence.
Yeah, I'd stay a little bit in prison, you know. I was just talking to someone, letting them know that they have such beautiful, fine hair, and you know what? I think it might have been the barkeep, and I don't think he liked it. But I mean, he had such beautiful hair and a beautiful beard with little food crumbs in his beard, but oh my god, that was attractive. But you know, I think he punched me in the face, actually, and I was a little drunk, I'll be honest. I don't remember entirely, and I think, you know, the brawl happened, but all I was trying to do was just, you know, flirt with him. He was really attractive looking, so I ended up, you know, in prison. But then I think they got really tired of me, you know, wailing and writing my poetry and also sharing my poetry with the guards, so I think they got really tired of it, and now I'm here with you beautiful creatures.
I'll take that as a yes.
Anyways, where are you off to? Can I come with you guys? You know, I'm just actually around the town. I was just playing my music, kind of exploring a little bit. I need some more inspiration, you know, as a poetry writer.
I'd love to hear your music. I'm from far away. I don't know the culture of this land.
I'm not from here either. Sure, I can come up with a poem for you.
I would enjoy that.
Okay. So he, like, whips his cloak off, splays it on the floor, and he grabs his lute and he starts to play. He starts to sing. What does your character look like again?
So my character is...
Yeah, you're really pale, white.
Super pale, super short white hair.
Okay.
Gray eyes, very lean.
Okay. There's a beautiful man who looks like a chicken with white hair. I was trying to do this seriously, I'm sorry. His hair is like a white yolk cooked.
I can see why they threw you out.
You just make me really nervous right now. I mean, my heart's beating really quickly, so I'm a little nervous.
Thank you.
Your beauty astounds me.
And he just kind of like starts looking around, looking everywhere but at you. So I guess Gouda would be walking around the town.
So I was curious what you guys do, because like you've met up. Do you just walk away?
Yeah, I'm
like,
here as a tourist. Yeah. I don't even know these people. I just interact with them along the way. So I just wander off. I'm looking around.
Leaves you two behind. What are you all doing? Damien.
So, my beautiful blue creature, what are you doing here in town?
The spirit stole me. I've got to find the secret of the Water Temple. There's a temple here somewhere that the spirit sent me to find.
Oh. Do you think that white oak beautiful creature might know where it is?
That daft fool? I doubt it.
Oh, okay. So then I guess I'll just turn and wave goodbye to the Gouda who's already leaving.
I'm probably at like one of the stands in the market, like looking at what they have, touching everything, smelling everything.
You guys just start to move. You just wander into town then? You just want to follow him or?
Yeah, I'll go. What are you guys temple doing? Searching.
You're looking for the temple?
I'm looking for something because the spirits, they're not super clear, so it's a temple or some holy place that I need to look for. So I'm just going to wander. The idea is to wander through town. So yeah, might as well follow
them. So it's about that time. So you are talking about looking for a temple or some source of water temple when you hear a few guards mention something about disturbance at the temple and you see them run off into town. You assume it's a good idea to follow them. And you just kind of mosey along, I assume. Yeah. Run, whatever. Okay. Yeah,
follow them at a nice, furbolgy, leisurely pace.
One more time. I can do this. Gouda.
Jude.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Jude wanders off into town, right?
Yeah.
You're just wandering off.
I'm sightseeing.
Damien does... You can go to the temple. You can go to the town. You can go somewhere else.
Damien will go to the temple, too.
You want to follow him to the temple?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you guys start making your way to the temple, and as you cut through town, you see yourself following Gouda here, and then you see him split off towards the direction of the docks. And as you guys make your way to the temple on the other end of town, you see it as a small tower. The kind of in the distance, and as you get closer, you see several people start pouring out of it. And as you approach it, you hear a bunch of commotion about some weird blue lady and how the gods are here to punish them, or random bits of things like that. And so you make your way up the stairs, and we cut to Lyra again. Finds herself at the top of an empty temple here. Everyone has abandoned it, and the leader has cursed you and ordered you to leave, and then locked himself in the room.
So at this point, Lyra is going to actually like turn to face. I assume there's like a statue.
Yeah.
To Procan, I'm actually going to like face the statue and like start praying to it.
Okay.
And just I'm taking this rejection by. The head of this temple very personally, since I respect the hierarchy in my faith so much. And I'm basically just like muttering prayers of like, oh, forgive me, Procon. I didn't mean to offend. And, you know, please, you know, help set their mind right that I mean no harm. And basically appealing to my deity.
He does not contact you. There's no reply or anything. But as you finish your prayers, you are overcome with a feeling of conviction.
Okay.
And you come to understand that whatever has happened here, you are not in the wrong. If that makes sense.
Sure.
Perfect. And as you finish your prayers and you kind of, this feeling comes over you and you stand up, you hear footsteps from behind you and are greeted by a giant firbolg and a small. How small are you? How big are you?
On the taller side.
Oh, you are tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
As tall as.
Well, you're not tall.
I'm definitely not as tall, so I probably look really short. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Welcome to the Temple of Procan. I am Lyra. How can we serve you today?
Serve me?
Well, you know, we're here to help the people.
I mean, if you want to be served, I can serve you.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. This is TikTok. He's my friend, my pal. He's a little dude I found in the forest. Is there anything we can do to help you here at the temple? The master is locked up in his study right now, probably doing some very important work, but I'll be happy to assist you.
You know, I don't know why I'm here, if I'm being totally honest, but I mean, I just followed this beautiful thing actually into this temple. What was it again? Why did you have to go to the temple?
I've been busy staring at the statue. And I go, oh, right. I need you to fix my forest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fix your. You mean like plant some trees or?
You need to. Is there a the spirits say that you can cleanse the corruption, and that I need your help.
Oh,
now would be an opportune time for Gouda to aimlessly wander in here.
You wanna you just decided you saw all the commotion and you were like,
what's over there?
Perfect, yeah. As you guys in the midst of a conversation, your small human friend that you met earlier comes wandering in. Doesn't really take mind to you. He's already seen you.
Yeah, I'm like I'm just looking at the art on the walls, the stained glass maybe if that's there.
Yep.
Oh hey, it's the white Okyo creature.
Another visitor to the temple. Welcome. We're here to help the community. So, is there anything you need?
And I begin like gesturing towards you, like I'm saying something, and I start muttering in giant again.
Well, I don't speak that one. Here, let me try this, and I start talk. I do the same spiel, but in dwarvish.
And I just. I act like I'm like motion like this, but I'm muttering something about dogs and giant at the moment.
It's like, I always knew you were daft. But the gibberish coming out of your mouth. And I guess you guys would just assume that I don't understand him as well.
I'm assuming you don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll just try.
So like I actually know what you're saying, but it all just seems like we're all just okay.
I'm sorry, I don't understand your language, but Pro can be with you. And I do like some like gestures in the air of like blessing you.
And I like mimic the gesture, and then I turn away and I begin appreciating the art of the temple again.
Well, anyway, my giant friend, I didn't quite catch your name.
Don't have a name.
Oh.
But if you must refer to me, you can call me Zinfer. It's what the elves call me.
Zinfer. That is a beautiful name. You should consider adopting it as your actual name. And you, my half elf friend, what may I call you?
You can call me anything you'd like.
This is my first day. I don't really, Oh goodness. Is there a name you prefer?
You know, for strangers who don't really know me, they call me Damien. But would you like to know what they like to call me if they are close to me?
Perhaps later, Damien. That is just fine. Thank you. I think there's been quite enough commotion here at the temple for the day. So I think if we could all just move along, I think the master of the temple needs some time to cool down a little bit.
Oh.
And I'm gonna like start kind
of
like
you can trying to like get him out of here. Get out.
Like there's a lot of heat. Like I just teleported in here. Yeah.
Everyone's gone.
Everyone Zinfer left. I'm getting nervous.
Doesn't understand what you're doing, and is confused.
The temple's closed for now, but we will get back to helping your forest here, quite shortly. Once the master is available to talk.
Closed? What do you mean? I'm already inside.
Well, we have hours of operation, and right now those operation hours are not current.
Oh, oy. Civilization is so weird. I guess so. He's going to turn and wander out forlornly, or start to.
And then I'm just going to like quietly close the doors behind me as I also leave the temple. And then if I have time, I'm going to like whip out like a little scroll and start like scribbling a note to the master, like of apology, just like, sorry I scared you.
Were there lights on in the temple?
I'm sure there's probably candles, yeah.
Okay. Candles, torches.
I'm very confused at why it's closed now.
So you close the door, you leave your note, and you beckon your new acquaintances out of the temple. And as you exit the temple, you walk down the stairs and you come out to the opening and you're kind of looking over the rest of town from the other side. All of a sudden you see more commotion as down at the docks. You hear voices, some shouts, The water in the area seems to be becoming weirdly disturbed, and they're beckoning for all of the boats to be pulled in. And then we cut to the bottom of the ocean.
Can I do one thing before we cut to the bottom of the ocean? So as you guys are looking out at the ocean, I'm going to come up behind you, having never seen the ocean in my life before. What's that?
I guess Zinfer's never seen the ocean before either, so he's also like...
Correct.
Beats me.
It's a big
ocean. Let's maybe not mess with it right now.
Is it dangerous?
It can be.
Oh.
As it says in the holy books, all should fear the ocean, for it will eat you.
We cut to the bottom of the ocean. It's dark. Obviously. The Herald of Valkyr. You don't remember how long it's been since you began your march. It's taken until now for most of the memories to really come to. You have vague feelings of suddenly becoming aware of yourself again, of thoughts reforming in your brain, and a distant whisper of a voice telling you to rise and rise again and again until you finally come to and you're aware that while immovable of your existence, you feel the crushing weight of the ocean on top of you, and then the floor of the ocean starts to move around you. It takes several days for your decomposed body to come back together, but the bed of the water between the dead wood, the coral, and all the sand and stone rejuvenates your body, and then Valkyr himself reaches out to you and grants you the rest of your arm, imbued with special magical abilities yet to be discovered. And then he tells you to march. He tells you not where, only that your destination will be discovered. And so you do. You march aimlessly, endlessly. Memories of your life before this don't exist to you. You only know that here and now you are starting over. And suddenly the floor around you becomes slightly more illuminated, and you see light from above, and you can see that the waters have begun to grow shallower. As you can, you start to move into shore, you see several vessels. They all begin to split and part ways from you wherever you move. The water around you becomes greatly disrupted, and then as you come out of the water, various random sea creatures, seaweed, and other gunk just hanging from you. You're greeted at some docks by a crowd of people, all just standing and shouting, very much afraid of you. And you guys, the rest of you from atop of this hill, can't quite make out what this is, but you do see a being come marching out of the water here. And is now simply standing on the shore.
Does that happen very often?
It's not supposed to. I'm going to say, I need to get down there. That's not usually what happens with things in the water, coming out of the water, like a you know, 10-piece marching band. I'll be right back. And I start booking it.
Cool.
I start booking it after. I'm like, I want to see this.
Wait, is he naked? Is that person naked?
Most people in the water are naked.
I think I need to go see this too, actually.
Zinfer is also interested and follows.
Perfect.
But
yeah.
Says nothing.
So you guys come running down the hillside here, down the road. And as you come to the coast, you see this creature who has yet to move or acknowledge the crowd in front of him. A small... array of guards have assembled here, and they are all shields up and weapons ready, but no one's doing anything.
I'm gonna kind of like push through the guards, like, excuse me, like patting guards out of the way, excuse me, kind of like walk up to him, not say anything, just like look, knock on his body.
You hear some stuff scuttle around in there.
Looking up and down, I'm gonna like shake an arm maybe.
And I'm in my armor, so I'm probably moving a little slowly. I get down there, I see you doing this. I'm like, oh, no, don't. Oh, God, no. Okay.
What is this?
I don't know, but you shouldn't touch things that just come out of the water. That's Procan's divine realm. And he's very very personal about that kind of stuff.
Who?
Underneath the seaweed, you see two bright blue like eyes light up, and you see his head turn towards you. And as he opens his mouth, like water just starts pouring out of him. He's like,
"Hello."
Guards, do you mind if I take care of this? You know, I'm one of the new disciples of Procan here. I'll be happy to take care of this for you guys. You guys don't have to start hitting things with your weapons or anything.
So all of the guards present at the moment are simply just low level,
sure,
street guards, and they all just kind of nod what to you while they're still staring at this being.
He doesn't look that bad at all. And I'm just, Damien's just examining him, nodding, like, you know, fingers to his chin, just nodding and looking up and down.
And Guna's gonna, oh, look, his body is very hard. Dum, 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 dum.
Hard's good. Hard is very good.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum.
What is your name?
I don't know. All I know is that I am a Herald of Valkyr.
Okay, Herald of Valkyr. I'm going to call you Harold for short.
What about,
I
like,
think?
Harley? You know, like Harley?
Oh, Harley. Harley's good, yeah. Are you here to attack this town? I can't allow that if you are.
I presently feel no ill will towards any of you.
Well, that's good. That's a good start. I like that. Cool, 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 cool. Let's go get you some clothes there, friend.
And as the last water kind of spills out of his face, he's like,
I do not require clothing.
Oh, well, you know, maybe keep this guy from knocking on you like you're a woodpecker or something, or he's a woodpecker or something.
I have thoroughly investigated. I'm satisfied now.
Oh, okay. Well, let's maybe get you out of the street either way, because you're gathering a lot of eyes. Lot of eyes. And I'm gonna like try and like just like shepherd him away, like,
where am I?
Yeah, where are we?
This is Saltmarsh, yeah, I believe. Saltmarsh. That's where my god told me to go, and he teleported me here. I assume
this where is Saltmarsh, you guys.
Supposed to be. Saltmarsh. Oh yeah.
It's Saltmarsh.
Good, good, good. Glad to know.
Hi, it is Saltmarsh. And you hear the voice, and you see a big human come marching through the crowd, all armored up, and goes, "And you're causing a problem in my city."
Thank you for listening to our show. Be sure to look for more content at our website, oneuppodcasts.com, and be sure to follow the show on Twitter at @AreWeDeadYetPod, and tweet at us using the hashtag Yetis to have your name read on air. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of the show.